Introduce this morning's commencement speaker, former Texas Secretary of State and TCU's own, the Honorable Roger Williams. A review of Secretary Williams' resume shows a success as a small business owner, as a political activist, and as a statesman. Throughout these varied careers, his foremost goal has been to bring the highest level of customer service to his clientele, and he considers his clientele the people of Texas. Roger Williams became the 105th Secretary of State in 2005 and served in that office until 2007. As Chief Election Officer for Texas, he worked hard to ensure the uniform application and interpretation of election laws throughout our state. As Texas's principal business recruiter, Secretary Williams worked tirelessly to promote economic development and investment and job creation in our state. He also served as the state's chief liaison for the Texas Border and Mexican Affairs offices, as well as chair of the state's 2005 Base Realignment and Closure Response Strike Force. Secretary Williams' passion for the principled leadership in every area of his life has led him to assist the political efforts of candidates from the White House to the county courthouse. He currently serves as chairman of Texas Victory 2008. He also chairs the Republican National Finance Committee's Eagles program. Secretary Williams was a regional finance chairman for Governor Bush in 1994 and 1998 before he went on to serve as the North Texas chairman for the Bush-Cheney campaign. Secretary Williams is a member of the Board of Trustees of the Bush School of Government and Public Service at Texas A&M, where he co-chairs the fundraising campaign. He also serves on the National Football Foundation and the College Football Hall of Fame Board of Directors. We are especially pleased to call Roger Williams one of our own. A baseball standout as an undergraduate, he graduated from TCU in 1972. He went on to play professional ball with the Atlanta Braves and was also later TCU's head baseball coach. The TCU Alumni Association recognized him with their Royal Purple Award in 1998. He has also been a member of the Texas Christian University Board of Trustees since 2002. For more than three decades, Secretary Williams has been a business owner in Fort Worth and in Weatherford. He and his wife, Patty, are known for their community service and their philanthropy far and wide. The Williamses also have two daughters, both Horned Frogs, one of whom is graduating with us today. Please welcome Secretary Williams.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Buscini, and for that nice introduction. Distinguished faculty members, and most importantly, graduates, family, and friends of the class of 2008. Now, you heard Dr. Buscini say that I was class of 72. I should have been 71. That's the fifth-year plan. We got anybody out there that's on that fifth-year plan? Let me hear it, huh? It's a good plan. Today comes as a result of years of hard work, late-night study sessions, and hopefully many great friendships, fun and along the way. I'm confident that the lessons you have learned here at TCU, both in and out of the classroom, have prepared you for the greatness as you enter the next stage of your life. President Lyndon B. Johnson of Texas said education, more than any single force, will mold the citizen of the future. And I'd have to agree. Your time at TCU has helped shape you into the leaders of your generation, and it is this class today that will guide us into tomorrow. From Heisman trophies to Broadway plays, to military heroes, to Super Bowls, to Horatio Alger's awards, to big and small business leaders, Horned Frogs have paved the way across this country. And I can only imagine what great new things this class will accomplish as you walk out these doors. I know I'm not the first, and probably won't be the last. But I want to congratulate you. I want to thank you for your commitment to the future of Texas and to the future of America. I'm sure you've all heard that a college degree is an extremely valuable asset in today's society. But did you know that studies have shown that those with a bachelor's degree earn twice as much over a lifetime than a high school graduate? And I know that a degree from TCU is worth even more than that. I was reminded of that, the importance of a college education a few years ago, when we were honoring the man who drafted me to play with the Atlanta Braves back in 1971. And a lot of the parents will understand this, but when I got drafted in 71 and signed out of TCU, the next year I signed a Major League Baseball contract in 1972 for $12,000 a year. Now, some of you are laughing. Some of your moms and dads know that was pretty good back in 1972. Well, the fellow that signed me, shortly before he passed away, we honored him at an event. And guys like me that played back then, you know, you ask us questions because the game is so different. All the sports is different. But the question is, if I was playing today, what would I make? That's a legitimate question. So I asked Mr. Richards, I said, Mr. Richards, if I was playing today in this environment, what would I make? And this was just a couple years ago, and he said, well, I can't tell you, kid. He said, because it's too different. But knowing how you play, if you were playing in this environment today, as different as it is, you would make $12,000. So what I'm telling you is my college education was worth something, wasn't it? Right here at TCU. Now, as many of you enter the workforce, you will soon have a full understanding of the importance of a strong economy. As your Texas Secretary of State, I travel all over our nation and the world spreading the good news of what we are doing in Texas, explaining that the free enterprise system is the best system in the world, and we have to do our part to keep it that way. As negative economic news grips parts of the country, the Texas economy continues to grow diversity and prosper, and that's no accident. Our great Texas innovators, entrepreneurs, and researchers create new jobs and opportunities every single day. And in Texas, we've created over 40,000 brand new jobs in the last 3 months alone, and we have an unemployment rate of 4.1% compared to a national rate of 5.1. Now, that's good news for all of you. So I tell you, we are doing great. We must continue to remind people that hard work and profit are not dirty words. You are the future leaders in the business world, and you need to make money so you can hire, you can expand, and in the end pay taxes and contribute to your community and be able to pay tuition to TCU for your children. That's important. So what I'm saying is economic freedom is alive and well in Texas. And as proud young Texans, please don't let the word no stand in the way of your success. Your glass should always be half full and not half empty, which reminds me of my definition of a great Texan, and that is a person who knows what the word impossible means, but they know it does not apply to them. All of you are great Texans. A few days ago, a Wall Street Journal column recounted all the successful people who were told no early in their careers. Michael Jordan was once cut from his high school basketball team. Walt Disney was fired by a newspaper editor for lacking imagination. J.K. Rowling, Dr. Seuss, and the Beatles were all rejected, sometimes multiple times, before achieving great success. Now, I always tell people, if you're under 30, find a friend over 50, because they will give you wisdom. And if you're over 50, find a friend under 30, because they will give you energy. Now, I can feel the energy and the excitement in the air this morning. So I guess it's up to me briefly to give that over 50 wisdom to you today. In case you're wondering, I am in that wisdom category, and so is Dr. Bashini. Now, my first bit of wisdom comes from my father. He used to remind me that there is no such thing as a self-made man. In America, and especially in Texas, we like to buy into the ideal image of a self-made man, the guy who pulled himself up by the bootstraps and made something of himself. But no matter who we are or where we come from, we all have had individuals who had a hand in molding us into the men and women we are today. My father was a man who survived the Great Depression and a world war. He started with nothing and ended up with something, always thanking those who helped him out along the way. I hope that in the same way, you will take a moment this weekend to thank your family, thank your friends, and thank your professors that are here today supporting and celebrating with you. They have helped you get to this point, and they deserve a round of applause for all their efforts. Now, I know personally that I would not be the person I am now if it weren't for the support of so many through the years. On the baseball field, I had coaches and trainers that helped me refine my athletic skills while teaching me dedication, perseverance, and self-discipline. But none of them showed me how to hit the curveball, and that was a big problem. Now, in the business arena, I've had my parents, great people of character, who taught me the rewards of hard work and integrity. And I have former President Bush, who taught me the importance of public service. I am grateful for the efforts these people took to prepare me for the positions I have held at this point in my life. Still, it should go deeper than gratitude. My first challenge to you today is to actively seek out individuals that you can nudge towards greatness and push them towards success, and you live a life that people can copy. In other words, sponsor someone. Be the man or woman in their life that helps them as they create their legacy. There is no greater reward than to be that extra encouragement and determination that a friend, a relative, or a coworker needs to accomplish their goals and fulfill their dreams. And there is nothing in the world that can take it away from you, and it stays with you forever. As I mentioned before, former President Bush has made a great impact on my life by teaching me the value of public service. He defines public service as the most noble calling of all and argues that we need men and women of character to believe in their communities, to believe in their states, and to believe in their country. And I challenge you today to carry a mindset of public service throughout the next phase of your life. In 2006, Texans provided the second largest volunteer force in the nation, with almost 5 million people volunteering. That's more than the entire population of states like Oklahoma, Kansas, or Alabama. And it was college graduates that composed the highest number of volunteers in America. Studies have shown that your generation is already exceeding mine in community service, which is just fine with me. So as you begin new careers and enter the next stage in your life's adventure, I hope that you will always carry that public service mindset along with you and continue one of the great Texas traditions of just giving back to make things better. Find something that you're passionate about and volunteer. Something for nothing is a big deal. And never forget this university, because it should always deserve your attention. Whether it is with your sweat, whether it is with your energy, or with your treasure, you wear that ring and you display those colors every single place you go. And while you look for opportunities to give, keep in mind that America does not give because it is rich. America is rich because it gives. And it has given us all of you here today. And for that, we are very, very grateful. Now, as we look to the future, there is no doubt in my mind that the graduates of TCU will make a tremendous impact in Texas and a tremendous impact in America. While we're talking about making an impact, I want to leave you with one final challenge. It involved one of my top priorities as Secretary of State and is something that has garnered a lot of media attention today. Graduates, I need your help. I need your help in improving the voting environment in Texas, especially among your peers. In the last presidential election, only 5% of eligible 18 to 29-year-olds cast votes to elect the president. I often hear of young people complaining that the government doesn't listen, the government doesn't care, and the government doesn't do what I think. The reason is you aren't speaking loud enough. Your vote is your voice, and you're simply not voting, and you cannot be heard. I want to encourage you, as you begin the journey of adult life, no matter what your political affiliations or views may be, to make sure your voices and your opinions are heard by those in Washington, by those in Austin, and those at the local level. It is your patriotic duty. The time to act is now. Studies have shown that the voting patterns individuals established in their 20s will carry on with them throughout the rest of their lives. If current trends hold true, when this class is celebrating its 25th reunion, you will have had little to say about the direction America has gone or where it is going. However, I don't think that will be the case. We are seeing some of the brightest stars arise from this generation, and I believe this class of graduates will be the ones that make a huge difference and set our country, our state, on the pathway to the future and not the pathway to the past. So my last challenge to you is this: take personal responsibility for your country and for your future. It is trendy today, in some quarters, to run America down, to focus on inequity and injustice instead of freedom and opportunity. I believe America has always been, and is today, the beacon of hope in a challenging world. Our nation has overcome improbable odds and obstacles throughout its history. Our people have risen to the challenge, and our national character is built on faith, family, and perseverance. But whatever your politics are or what your current outlook on the nation may be, remember that you have the ability and you have the obligation to lead. Show those in Washington, show us in Austin, that you have a powerful voice and a strong commitment. Let them know what you want this state and this country to look like. It is your vision for the future. Exercise that patriotic duty and vote. It is a precious right that you have. You are the leaders of this generation, and you can be the ones to show your families, your friends, your co-workers, and the world what being a Texan and being an American truly means. Everyone here today will, in your lifetime, have many opportunities to make an impact on your community, your state, and your country. On May 29, 1968, as he spoke to the TCU graduation ceremony, President Lyndon B. Johnson stood at this very podium in this very building, and this is what he said. He said, "I know the future will often be perilous and frustrating. The past, you know, has been that way too. But what we have accomplished in these years and what you are tonight tells me that we have only begun to achieve the greatness that is our destiny." In closing, I want you to remember that every night you go to bed in America and every morning you wake up in America, you are ahead of the competition. So don't take days on, take days off. And don't take days off, take days on. Never give in and never give out. And don't try to predict the future. You all should invent the future. And in the words of former TCU football coach Dutch Meyer in 1938, he said this. He said, "As horned frogs, you fight them till hell freezes over, and then you fight them on the ice." Thank you for having me here. May God bless all of you. May God always bless Texas Christian University. May God continue to bless America. May God bless this great state we simply call Texas. Thank you. Thank you.